While being prepared and regularly engaging in positive support strategies can help to avoid EUMRs, there may be times when it is determined an EUMR will be used as the least restrictive option to protect the person or others from imminent risk of harm. In these cases, you must monitor the use of the restraint. Remember, EUMRs can only be used when immediate intervention is needed to protect the person or others from imminent risk of physical harm. And the type of manual restraint used must be the least restrictive intervention to eliminate the immediate risk of harm and effectively achieve safety. The restraint must end immediately when the threat of harm ends. If the person showing signs is physically distressed, the restraint must be released immediately. Staff should be constantly evaluating for signs of physical distress.